Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here. And in this video, we're going to be talking about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth lab interpretation for a hydrogen sulfide type of gas. And so this lab is an interesting one. You'll notice that hydrogen values are 0, 3, 2, 0, 0, 0, 2, 1, 1, 0. And methane values are 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 2. This is an unusual finding. Normally, even a healthy person who doesn't have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, we would still see a rise in hydrogen gas during the third hour of the test. At that 140, 160, and 180 minute mark, we would expect to see that the hydrogen values are going up, maybe 20, 30, 40. That would be even normal, because in the large intestine, we should have lots of healthful bacteria that are fermenting. And so when we're not seeing, as we don't in this lab, a rise, when we don't see a rise of hydrogen gas in that third hour, which is called a colonic rise, because it's when that sugar should enter the colon, when the lactulose enters the colon. If we don't see a rise, that is suspicious. And that could be for a variety of reasons, which we're going to go through. One of those reasons could be that there is a hidden type of SIBO that's not going to turn out with a test that looks positive, unless you know what to look for here, for a gas that's called hydrogen sulfide gas. Now, hydrogen sulfide is a gas type that will be measurable in the future. It currently is not measurable. There is a breath test coming, and it's been under development for a while, and it should be released before too long. But we don't know when it'll be released. We don't know when it'll be ready for prime time. So for right now, breath tests typically measure hydrogen and methane gas, but not hydrogen sulfide gas. Since hydrogen sulfide is not measured, we need to find a way to determine if there is hydrogen sulfide when we can't see the gas level on a lab. So we have to understand a little bit more about what is hydrogen sulfide gas. And why might an overgrowth of bacteria that produce hydrogen sulfide gas lead to a bacterial overgrowth breath test that looks like it doesn't have a colonic rise of hydrogen gas in that third hour? So we're going to go through that. So first I want to speak about what is hydrogen sulfide gas. Well, it's like hydrogen gas, but it's more sulfury. Now, the reason I had an egg in that last slide is because you know how a rotten egg can smell kind of sulfury, very strong, very potent, almost like a sulfur hot spring smells? That smell is the smell of hydrogen sulfide gas, which means one thing that we're going to want to ask a client or patient is whether their gas smells like rotten egg or smells like a sulfur hot spring or has a rotten kind of smell to it. That is going to be an important question in discerning if hydrogen sulfide SIBO is present. So hydrogen sulfide, it's produced from hydrogen gas. This is part of why there's going to be less hydrogen gas, because if you have hydrogen sulfide producers, think about it. They are taking the hydrogen gas and converting it into hydrogen sulfide. So even if there normally would be hydrogen producers, and there are hydrogen producers in the large intestine, for example, if there are also hydrogen sulfide producers, those hydrogen sulfide producers may be absorbing the hydrogen gas and converting it into hydrogen sulfide gas, meaning in the breath we don't see the hydrogen gas. Does that make sense? Basically, the hydrogen's getting converted into hydrogen sulfide, so we're seeing falsely lowered amounts of hydrogen gas because the conversion has happened to hydrogen sulfide, and we can't see that hydrogen sulfide gas because it's not being measured. Hydrogen gas in the small intestine, some hydrogen gas in the small intestine is a normal finding, even more in the large intestine is a normal finding. Normally in the small intestine, we're going to see, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. We could see anything under 20 and that'd be normal. So some hydrogen gas, a level of 6 or 9 or 5, those kinds of levels are not unusual and are completely healthful. And when we see all zeros, ones, twos, or threes, but no, especially zeros, ones, and twos just flatlined across all the way, and especially without that colonic rise in the colon in the third hour, that's very, very suspicious because hydrogen gas normally is in small amounts in the small intestine and large amounts, or no, modest amounts, in the large intestine with healthful bacterial populations that aren't overgrown when they're exposed to lactulose. So, sulfur-smelling gas, that rotten egg smell, is usually seen, usually a part of the picture if there is hydrogen sulfide type SIBO. So basically, if we're looking and seeing, gosh, all those hydrogen values are zeros, ones, or twos, maybe there's one value of three, but it's pretty much all zeros, ones, or twos, all the way through all 3 hours, that is suspicious. And if we add in sulfur-smelling gas, that's extra suspicious. But there are a few things that we are going to have to rule out. So if there are no rise of gases in that third hour, so the hydrogen gas is low all the way across all 3 hours, that no rise in that third hour, we have to ask some questions to determine other possible causes that may be unrelated to hydrogen SIBO that could lead to that kind of finding. So in that third hour, one thing that can happen is, did the patient actually drink the lactulose solution, right? If they forgot to drink the solution and the sugar isn't moving through, then of course we won't see a rise. We won't see changes in the gas levels because there isn't anything feeding bacteria. So we want to make sure, did they actually drink the lactulose solution? And if not, then we're not assuming hydrogen sulfide. We're assuming incorrect testing method. We need to retest. Then the next question is, we want to ask the patient, did they mix the lactulose with water? It depends on where, which company, but for example, Aerodiagnostics, who we frequently use for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth lactose breath testing, the lactulose comes as a syrup. And if that syrup is consumed directly and not mixed with water, like the instructions say, then it, without that water dilution, that syrup at the level of viscosity that it is, may not make it all the way through the intestines. I mean, think about a syrup, think about how sticky it is. It may not make it all the way there. So you may not see that third hour rise. So the next question that we have to ask, in addition to did they actually drink the solution, is did they mix the solution in water? Again, if not, improper test method, and we'll want to retest. Did the patient have a recent colonic? Now again, if a person has a colonic, that's water being pushed into the large intestine and then pushed back out, and that essentially purges most of the bacteria out of the large intestine. So then, if they just had a colonic, we would not necessarily expect there to be a whole lot of bacteria in that large intestine, and so we might not see a rise in that third hour in that large intestine. So that's not a sign of hydrogen sulfide type SIBO if someone has no rise in the third hour and they just recently had a colonic. That could be a reason. And then we see that the next question is, did the patient have heavy diarrhea at the time of the test? Heavy diarrhea is another thing that, of course, can flush a lot of the bacteria out of the large intestine. They may not have had adequate time to regrow. And if not, then that could be a reason why we wouldn't see a colonic rise. Was the patient using heavy doses of laxatives, which also can stimulate diarrhea and can flush bacteria out of the large intestine? Now, these things are in the instructions for the test, not to do the test if these things have been happening, but people don't always follow that, so we need to double check these things. Did the patient have a virus at the time of the test? And of course, viral infections can also lead to loose stool and can lead to abnormal diarrhea and can lead to flushing of bacteria out of the large intestine. And then if we've asked all those questions and the answer has been no, none of those things are the case, I'll add one more, which is that do they have a colon? That should be obvious, but I just have to add it in. Do they actually have a colon? If someone's had their colon removed or a lot of intestine removed, then we may not see that rise. So that's just one more to add in there for your own notes, is if someone's had their colon removed, of course, we're not going to see a rise. But then let's assume they have a colon and they have not had abnormal diarrhea or a viral infection or a colonic or use of laxatives or any of those things that we just went over. None of them are explaining this lack of rise. And we see that there's flatulence that has a sulfur-smelling odor or rotten-smelling odor. Now we have a really, really good cause for thinking maybe this is a hydrogen sulfide type SIBO. But one other thing is if this is a retest and the treatment, the initial treatment, used the elemental diet, we have found that the elemental diet can essentially starve bacteria through the whole intestinal tract, including the large intestine. And if they just finished or are on the elemental diet when they do the retest, then, or an initial test, usually I don't think people would for an initial test, but if for some reason they are on the elemental diet when they take a test, then that can also be a cause for that third hour, which is not related to hydrogen SIBO. So, and then do they have a colon? So these are the big things to be thinking about with that non-rise in gas during the third hour. So hydrogen sulfide type SIBO is a real thing. It's something that unfortunately we don't directly have access to labs presently that can reliably order that gas and look for that gas. There is a lab, I believe, that can look for it in the urine, but I don't think it's very validated, and most clinicians aren't ordering that yet. So we're waiting on the gas one, but until then, we want to understand that it is a possibility that if we have rotten-smelling gas and no rise in the third hour and no reason for that non-rise in the third hour on hydrogen gas, then that hydrogen might be getting converted into hydrogen sulfide, and there may be an overgrowth of hydrogen sulfide producing bacteria for a hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO. Treatment will be exactly the same for hydrogen sulfide as it will be for hydrogen type SIBO. So now you understand how to interpret for a hidden kind of SIBO that's not tested for on the lab, but you can interpret the results and get a pretty decent sense for if that might be an issue. Next video will be antibody interpretation. And this is some exciting information about some of the root cause for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and why food poisoning leads to small intestinal bacterial overgrowth through an impairment of migrating motor complex function. Looking forward to sharing more on that in the next video. Thank you so much for watching.